We're now going to return to the present. Lockdown has put strain on many relationships. And this month, Chiara Saunders of Leiston, Saxmundham and District Citizens Advice offers some wise words to those whose relationships have been placed under real stress during the COVID pandemic. Here is Rosemary with Chiara's advice.
A lot of strain has been put on families during the COVID pandemic with its repeated lockdowns, and there are indications that separations are on the increase. A relationship breakdown is a difficult time for everyone, for the couple concerned, their families and friends, and most of all, for any children. It's important for anyone who has decided on separation to understand what their rights and responsibilities are, where to start, and what to do. If there are children involved, then their needs always come first. Here are some of the first things to consider if you have decided to separate from your spouse or civil partner, or you are supporting a family member or friend who has decided to do this. Bear in mind that you cannot divorce or end a civil partnership until you have been formally together for a year. Read the Citizens Advice website on ending a relationship. This gives comprehensive guidance on what you need to think about. It emphasises that coming to a mutual decision with your partner about your children's care and your finances is the best possible approach. This means finding a way to keep channels of communication open between you. Don't feel pressured into a decision that's not right for you. You'll have a better chance of reaching an agreement with your partner if you wait until you're ready to talk. However, if you feel anxious or threatened by your partner, seek help immediately. Women can call on 0808 2000 247 at any time. Men can call on 0808 801 0327 Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Write out a separation agreement. This should cover the following issues: that you will live apart, that you will not annoy or harass your ex-partner, how much to pay your ex-partner in financial support or maintenance, how much child maintenance to pay, a statement that you agree to give your ex-partner access to children on certain days. It's advisable to get separate advice before signing such a document. Arrangements about children are best kept informal if you can, but you will need special advice if you're worried about your child's safety with an ex-partner or you're unable to reach an amicable agreement. Consider having mediation. This is a process which can help separation and divorce to happen more smoothly and cheaply, and often avoids going to court. There are a number of companies offering mediation services, and some provide this service for a modest fee, with low-income families in receipt of universal credit normally being eligible for legal aid. Contact your local Citizens Advice if you have any questions about any aspect of this progress. There are many other matters to consider when separating, and even more at the divorce stage. You may need to use a solicitor, but costs and upsets can be minimised, so it's important to get advice.
Thank you, Rosemary. The contacts for Norfolk Citizens Advice will, of course, be provided in the final track. I'm sure we're all grateful for this advice and for all the other contributions to this edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk.